KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, let's check some high school volleyball action around the area last night. In Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Kemper Catholic over Glenwood, 3-1. In non-conference play last night, Atlantic fell to Abraham Lincoln, 3-0. Also in Western Iowa conference play, it was Missouri Valley over AHST, 3-0, while Tri-Center defeated Griswold in 3 straight games. Also last night in girls volleyball, it was Guthrie Center over East Green, 3-0. Des Moines Christian beat Iowa Christian Academy, 3-1. Heartland Christian over Clarinda Academy, 3-0. It was Nishnabotna topping Villisca, 3-1. Nottoway Valley over Mount Air, 3-0. And Stanton beating Essex, 3-0. High school volleyball hits week 6 tonight with lots of interesting games on the slate around the region this evening. A lot of teams positioning yet for playoff spots as we get ready for the home stretch. Our game tonight here on the radio comes to you from Oakland as Riverside plays host to AHST. Those two Class A District 8 teams play in a small district. There are just 5 teams in that district and 4 of them will make the playoffs. So everybody battling for positions right now. Riverside 0-1 in the district. AHST won their first district game last week. Those two old rivals will battle tonight, and we'll have it for you live here on the radio. We'll be on the air at 6:45 this evening with our pregame show right after Who's Gonna Win. We'll have quick interviews with each coach before we have the kickoff set for 7 o'clock tonight from Oakland, and then we'll also have live coverage tonight of the Atlantic Harlan contest here on the radio as well. As Brett Johnson will be at the Trojan Bowl tonight, and he'll be doing some live reports for us during the course of our ball game from the Atlantic Harlan matchup this evening as well. That game kicks off at 7:30 tonight. Now, some other games around the region tonight. Class 3A District 1, we mentioned Atlantic hosting Harlan tonight. It's the Trojans' homecoming. You can hear more from Coach Tim Duff this afternoon. He'll have our weekly visit. My weekly sit-down with the coach comes up at 4:45 this afternoon on Trojan Preview. Also tonight in Class 3A District 1, Carroll is at Lewis Central. Creston plays at Winterset, while Glenwood is at Red Oak tonight. In 3A District 2, Denison on the road at Spencer this evening. In 2A football tonight in District 2, Kemper Catholic hosting Cherokee Washington, while Missouri Valley travels to play at Southern Cal Rockwell City Lytton. In Class 2A District 8, it'll be Clarinda hosting I-35, and Shenandoah is at home against Bondurant Farrar. In Class 1A play tonight in District 1, IKM Manning is at West Monona. In District 7, it's Mount Air at West Central Valley, Nottoway Valley hosting Pleasantville, and Panorama visiting Wayne. In Class 1A District 8 tonight, Trainer is on the road at Clarinda Academy, Griswold hosting St. Albert this evening, Tri-Center is home to Logan Magnolia, while Audubon will visit Underwood this evening. In Class A District 7, Guthrie Center plays at Madrid. And in Class A District 8 tonight, in addition to the Riverside AHST game, it's Bedford at Exira EHK this evening. In 8-man football action tonight, in District 6, Adair Casey plays at Mormon Trail. Ankeny Christian is at Murray. Cam hosting Lamoni, while Lennox is at East Union. In District 7, it's Glidden Ralston at Arweva, Charter Oak Ute at Boyer Valley, and Woodbine at East Green. Also in 8-man District 8 tonight, Villisca plays at East Mills. Nishnabotna will host South Page. Essex is home to Sydney, while Stanton will visit Fremont Mills in action tonight. On college football news, cross 16th-ranked South Florida Off the list of undefeated teams, Ray Graham shredded the Bulls' defense for 226 rushing yards and two touchdowns in Pittsburgh's 44-17 win. Tino Sunseri tossed for 216 yards and a score for the Panthers as they improved to 3-2. Meanwhile, the Pittsburgh defense kept South Florida quarterback B.J. Daniels under wraps as he rushed for just 43 yards and completed 18 of 36 passes for 223 mostly ineffective yards. South Florida falls to 4-1 on the season. Ohio State student newspaper is reporting that Buckeyes running back Jamal Berry was treated and released at a hospital after what a police report termed an assault on another student. The Ohio State Lantern, citing information from Ohio State police, reported on Thursday that Berry was confused and disoriented after wrestling with another student on Wednesday morning on campus. Ohio State spokesman Jerry Emig told the Associated Press Thursday night after a battery of tests on Berry that no medical issues have been identified. Emig says no legal issues are involved in that tussle. Well, Iowa didn't exactly reinvent the wheel when it started last week's game against Louisiana Monroe in a no-huddle attack with quarterback James Vandenberg operating from the shotgun. It only felt that way for Hawkeye fans. And it worked, too. Vandenberg finished with 270 yards and three touchdowns as the Hawkeyes scored 28 points in the first half of an easy 45-17 win. The Hawkeyes dusted off the no-huddle to pull off the biggest comeback in school history on September 17th against Pitt, and they'll likely continue to use it regularly when Big Ten play starts next week at Penn State. Offensive coordinator Ken O'Keefe says Vandenberg has done a great job of maintaining his composure in no-huddle situations, and he's earned the coaching staff's trust. Iowa has this weekend off. Tennessee Athletic Director Dave Hart says the Southeastern Conference will expand again, and officials at each school need to have a number of frank discussions before they move forward. Hart says those conversations will take place shortly. The SEC recently added Texas A&M as the conference's 13th school. The NCAA placed the University of Cincinnati on 2 years probation for violating rules on calling recruits in its women's basketball and football programs. The NCAA said the university discovered the improper calls and reported them. The university said the NCAA accepted its self-imposed sanctions, which it has completed. They include restrictions on making calls to recruits during certain periods and on the size of the women's basketball staff and its recruiters this season. In NFL news, the Colts are preparing as though Curtis Painter will make his first NFL start at quarterback Monday at Tampa Bay. Kerry Collins missed practice as he continues to recover after suffering concussion-like symptoms Sunday against Pittsburgh. Indy signed quarterback Dan Orlovsky to the active roster Wednesday to provide depth. Four-time league MVP Peyton Manning isn't expected to return until November or December at the earliest as he recovers from neck surgery. Elsewhere around the NFL, Browns running back Peyton Hillis said he doesn't care if others think he should have played last week despite having strep throat and flu-like symptoms. He wasn't going to jeopardize his health. Hillis said he lost 10 to 12 pounds while he was ill and had no energy before the game. He returned to practice this week and expects to play Sunday against Tennessee. Philadelphia coach Andy Reid and defensive coordinator Juan Castillo have shaken up the Eagles' linebacking lineup for the second time in as many games. Brian Roll will replace fellow rookie Casey Matthews at outside linebacker for Sunday's game against San Francisco. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo saw some limited work at practice as he continues to recover from a fractured rib and punctured lung 2 weeks ago. He'll wear a protective vest and get pain-killing shots for Sunday's game against undefeated Detroit. Arizona running back Beanie Wells says he's optimistic about his chances of playing Sunday against the New York Giants. He sat out last week's loss to Seattle with a sore left hamstring. Chargers running back Ryan Matthews missed practice because of an injured left foot. He says he plans to practice today and thinks he'll be ready to go Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. OC Umanyora practiced on a limited basis for the second straight day, and it appears the two-time Pro Bowler will play for the first time this season when the 2-1 Giants play the 1-2 Cardinals in Arizona Sunday. The 29-year-old Giants defensive end tied an NFL record with 10 forced fumbles last season. Jets cornerback Antonio Cromartie returned to the practice field Thursday and was a full participant just 4 days after suffering a bruised lung and ribs in his team's loss at Oakland. Also, center Nick Mangold was in full uniform for the first time since suffering a high right ankle sprain against Jacksonville 2 weeks ago. New York will play at Baltimore on Sunday. Congress is stepping up its efforts to push the NFL and its players toward an agreement on testing for human growth hormone. In letters obtained by the Associated Press, leaders of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee invited NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, NFLPA Executive Director Demora Smith, and the Chief Executive of the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency to a meeting on Capitol Hill. The letters were signed by Chairman Daryl Issa, a California Republican, and Representative Elijah Cummings, a Democrat from Maryland and ranking member of the committee. Blood testing for HGH was part of the collective bargaining deal that was struck between the league and the players this summer, but only if the union agreed to the methods. The players' union has asked for more information about the process used by the World Anti-Doping Agency, and they've questioned the safety and the reliability of the tests. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, Tampa Bay is throwing a young pitcher right into the fire the postseason. The Rays will start 22-year-old Matt Moore in Game 1 of the American League Division Series against Texas today. The hard-throwing left-hander made his Major League debut on September 14th. In his first Major League start, he struck out 11 Yankees in five scoreless innings 8 days later. Moore posted a 1-0 record with a .289 earned run average in three games. Manager Joe Maddon was pressed into using Moore after the pitching staff was stretched thin while the Rays made a frenzied run to the wild card spot that concluded with a win in the final game of the regular season Wednesday. The Rangers will go with C.J. Wilson for the opener. He was 16-7 this season. Before an intentionally abbreviated start his last time out, Wilson had allowed two or fewer earned runs in nine of his previous 10 starts. The Yankees and the Tigers follow with a night opener of their ALDS series. That pitching matchup this evening is a dandy, as the Tigers will go with Cy Young Award expected winner Justin Verlander. He had a Major League best 24 wins during the season to go with a 2.4 earned run average and 250 strikeouts. The Yankees will hand the ball to CC Sabathia, who went 19-8 with a 3 earned run average and 230 Ks this year. The National League's postseason gets underway Saturday afternoon in Milwaukee, where the Central champion Brewers will entertain West winner Arizona, before East champion Philadelphia then hosts the wildcard winning St. Louis Cardinals. That game will get underway at 4:07 tomorrow afternoon. We're on the air with the pregame show tomorrow at 3:12 in the afternoon. Game 2 of the 2 ALDS series will take place on Saturday night. In other baseball news, Boston general manager Theo Epstein says it would be irresponsible and short-sighted to make manager Terry Francona a scapegoat after the team's unprecedented September collapse. Epstein says that everyone will be evaluated this offseason, including the manager and the GM, but he said nobody blames the team's 7-20 record in the final month on Francona. The Red Sox reportedly have 10 days to decide whether to pick up the manager's 2-year option. Francona said he and Epstein had already approached the topic but declined to comment on his future. Cleveland liked the job Manny Acta did as manager this season, so the Indians have picked up the 2013 option on its manager. Acta kept Cleveland in contention for much of the season before injuries overwhelmed the young club, which finished second in the AL Central. Cleveland went 80-82, an 11-game improvement over last season. Acta was signed through 2012, and the Indians rewarded him by exercising the option for 2013. He has a 149-175 record in two seasons in Cleveland. It didn't take long for the pink slips to arrive in the major leagues. A day after the season ended, a number of coaches were out of work. The Padres fired hitting coach Randy Reddy in the wake of a 71-91 season in which San Diego's batters once again struggled in spacious Petco Park. Reddy is the only member of manager Bud Black's staff not to be invited back for 2012. Royals skipper Ned Yost shook up his coaching staff after a season that was long on development and short on results. Pitching coach Bob McClure and bench coach John Gibbons have not been invited back for next season. Indians pitching coach Tim Belcher has stepped down from that job to spend more time with his family. Belcher spent two seasons on manager Manny Acta's staff. He'll return to a position as a special assistant in Cleveland's front office, a spot he held from 2002 to 2009. And Italian basketball club Virtus Bologna has said that it reached a verbal agreement with Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant to play in Italy during the NBA lockout. A person with knowledge of negotiations told the Associated Press that the sides have settled on a $3 million contract for the opening 40 days of the Italian league season. Bryant was in Italy for sponsor appearances over the past 2 days, but was flying back to the U.S. for labor talks with the NBA on Friday. The person who spoke on the condition of anonymity because the deal still has not been signed says Bryant will get a work visa and return to Italy next week. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.